I'm literally so hot. And we're recording again, by the way.
Yeah, no, I noticed you sat up as you did it.
I go into broadcasting mode. Well, because we're on a mission, because Ben's going away to Cornwall soon. So it means that we're not going to have time to get back in here and do some more recording.
Yeah, so we have to get loads of these done.
And preferably in a short space of time, because I need a drink. A soft drink.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know, it is only soft drinks tonight for me, because I had a glass of wine at dinner time. And I don't want to get pissed for tomorrow, so that wouldn't be good.
Why, what's happening tomorrow?
Well, I'm in uni for an hour, which is ridiculous, but it's the last...
An hour. I'm sure most people arrive for at least the first hour of going in drunk.
Well, it's just this seminar. We just have to get this thing signed off. But at the same time, probably shouldn't end up pissed. And I'm in work again. Joy of joys. And I'm driving, so it's not going to be a good time to be drunk. Anyway,
that'll be an interesting time.
Well, yeah, exactly. Anyway, we were going to talk about, on this one, The Office.
Which one?
Anyone.
Any Office.
Well, probably the UK one, because it's the only one I've seen.
Oh, the TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Have you... Literally, I came up with this about 10 minutes ago. Did you think meant an office?
Well, yeah. But which one? He's like, well, any office. Like, what?
Well, I thought you meant either the UK or the US version.
They have computers. Well, if you'd said UK or US, may have got you.
Well,
but
the thing that got me started on this was the Steve Carell... that Catherine Tate might be replacing Steve Carell in the US office. So I thought that... Catherine Tate replacing Steve Carell in The Office. I thought you figured, but no.
No, no, no.
No, well, neither of us have watched the US version, I'm guessing, at least.
No, I haven't. No.
No, I kind of want to, I kind of don't, because I love The Office more than life itself. It's one of those programmes that I watch all the time, and yeah, I've got the DVD set of it. But people
You're
keep
obsessed,
saying,
basically.
I am obsessed, exactly. I mean, but you like it too, don't you?
Yeah. No, I like it. I'm not obsessed, though.
Yeah, I am, shamably. But this is my judge on good people, whether they like The Office or not. And you like The Office, so you're fine.
Yay.
If you ever lose that interest, then I will be forced to disown you.
Oh, thanks. Cheers for that.
You're welcome. I've got to have standards, though, as a, you know...
What about someone who likes the US office? Do you sort of acknowledge their existence but secretly hate them?
Yeah, well...
And they don't like the UK one.
The only way I could truly judge that is if I had seen the US office myself, which maybe I should do, because people keep saying it's really good. But I don't have all the whizzy channels that mean I could see it. We've got, like, Freeview.
Ah, you're rubbish.
Which means you've got all the normal channels and BBC Three, which is... Great, you know. So I get to learn about idiot children.
And people who have trees growing out of their eyes or something.
People with spots.
But it's... Yeah, no, not trees growing out of their eyes. That's far too interesting.
I know, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It would just be making fun of them the whole time, rather than being a documentary about their medical condition.
That would be great, actually. Actually, Robert Webb, he did the voiceover for one of the BBC Three programmes, and it was brilliant because you could so tell he was taking the piss. It was one of those programmes where it was a load of kids that were stuck in a house. The tone of his voice.
That sounds like Big Brother to me.
Yeah, but it's true, actually. Load of idiots in a house. But, yeah.
We've already done that one.
Yeah. We're covering old ground. This isn't going well, is it? We're supposed to do one of these every day.
Oh, no.
Oh. Anyway, that can be the end of that one.
Yay.
Bye.